Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The list goes on and on. You can visit grizzlies.com/St. Jude. Eric, what would you have bid on today?
Oh, that stuff, because it's how do I say this without sounding dorky? I don't have a problem getting that stuff, so I would have just bid just to donate. But if I were gonna do it, I mean,
you could get Austin a Nintendo Switch. That was earlier today.
Yeah, he's got one.
Yeah,
we don't need to promote that anymore. That's hindering the grade point average at times.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking at me going, "Nuh-uh, I do my homework."
Uh huh. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till you're in this seat, brother. You'll know. I think there was some really great stuff. I think wasn't there a group autograph of the Big Memphis vinyl, kind of the promo material that came out, and like it was signed by the whole group. I think I would have done something like that. The Jaw autograph basketball certainly there. Zach is a legend. So any of this, it was all good stuff.
Yeah, that's actually you can still bid on the Big Memphis. It's the commemorative vinyl. It's signed by Ja, Jaren, Dylan, Dez, and Steven Adams. That's 6-7 if you want to go. Again, it's grizzlies.com/St. Jude.
The five, the starting five that we had hoped to see most of the year that we haven't seen a whole lot this year, that Taylor Jenkins. Boy, man, I saw Coach the other night, and he's such a good dude, and he's so, you know, just lives in the moment because he has to. You can't dwell on the what if and everything going on. I said, man, I've seen some coaches go through it at times. You've had a handful this year. It's been a lot, and he's always maintained the positive attitude. I'm just always impressed with him every day of how he carries himself. And you know, we forget that this is only his fourth year as a coach, and he's still not even 40 years of age yet. So it would have been real easy to lose control and lose your temper, and I don't think many people would have blamed him. But he's always kept it even keel, and you know, his message rings true because you see guys saying "next man up," and that's the great thing. So, yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff. You know, obviously being St. Jude, or St. Jude being, I should say, being in Memphis, and the connection to the team that's been here since the day they got here. And it's a special place. And, you know, as a parent, it's really something to look at when you go there and realize how fortunate you are that you're not having to go there, but also realize how lucky you are to have a place like that for those that do need to go there. And they just do incredible work, and my hat goes off to those folks every day, because we talk about our day-to-day struggles, and you know, I'm sure you guys, did we get a guest today, or what are we going to talk about, or for us, is this game going to be exciting? That's real work there. That's work that matters. And so I always tip my cap to them. So we're certainly encourage everybody to continue to support St. Jude and get on there and bid, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, hopefully everyone.
Halftime game tonight too. Who are we taking? Team Brevin or?
All right,
team
so
LA?
Let's talk.
Yeah, what are the lineups?
Let's talk it out. So Team Brevin is Ashley Shields, Drummer Boy, Kia Shine, our boy Zach Myers, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Okay,
Elliot's
Ricky
team
can play a little bit. I know Ricky can play a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen Ricky. He used to come to Ole Miss like practice stuff. He's a pretty good athlete.
Okay.
He's more than just athletic. Yeah, I know he's a big softball player.
Yeah.
I got to know Ricky a little bit a few years back, actually when he was still in a relationship with Danica Patrick. So that's how long ago it was. But just mutual friends, and Great guy. Super happy to see him win the Daytona 500 and, you know, all the hard work he did. But, yeah, he would always talk about, oh, I got softball tonight. We're going to hoop tomorrow. And I'm like, dude, this is your off season. Like, get ready to drive a car. And he's, you know, you forget these guys that are driving cars, they have to be somewhat athletic. They can't be very large athletes because they can't fit in the car, but they have to be somewhat athletic to control that car. So he's a better athlete than people, I think, realize.
Who's the other team?
So Team Elliott will be NLE Choppa, Al Capone. Yeah. I hope I'm saying this right. Nighty Pickering.
Sure.
Not familiar.
That's an actor, right?
Famous Amos.
Choppa's young.
Yeah, Choppa's young.
He played high school basketball around here. He played high school basketball for Cordova, I think.
Choppa's young, and, you know, I've seen Al. Al's in good shape. So, hey, look, I love Brevin Knight to death.
Pickering's a soccer player, by the way. I think he plays for Memphis 901 FC.
But am I saying the first name correct? That's what I'm worried
about. I
think
it's just Knight.
Okay, Knight Pickering.
Yeah, I think it's just
Knight. Because there's an E at the end of that. So I was like, okay. And then Kristen Sparks. So Pete today on Jeff's show said that when y'all were out playing golf, that he had, like, basically the draft pack ready to go, helping Brevin pick his team.
Gotcha. Okay.
Pete was playing golf with Brevin today?
I guess it was Friday. Maybe they picked
the team.
I think I'm going Team Elliott here.
I think they played in Miami, to be honest with you, because I asked them if they wanted to go to the World Baseball, Pete, if he wanted to join us at the World Baseball Classic on Tuesday, and he said, no, I'm golfing. And he looked at me and said, I thought you were going. And I said, well, I was, but then I looked at the weather in San Antonio, and I saw that the World Baseball Classic was in Miami, and I was like, I can golf in Miami, you know, another time. I can't go see something that who knows when I'm going to get another chance, which is how I convinced Rob Fisher to go.
Mm.
And then at the end of the game, he said, man, I'm really glad you convinced me to go. This was something to see. So we had a nice little sports experience there. So I'm sure they had the draft package, but this is a dichotomy because I'm really close with Brevin and have been for a long time. We used to do a little radio segment together when he was a player and helped him do his screen test when he was trying out for the job. But Elliot's my guy. He's been next to me for 15 years. So, like, this is like – it's like choosing one of your siblings over the other. But I think I got to go with the guy that sits next to me every night, right?
I think so. I mean, I think if we had Pranik on here, he'd say he's going Brevin. So you got to go Elliot.
I mean, he doesn't do anything with Elliot, though. That's the thing. Like, he doesn't have much interaction. He says hello to him. But, see, like, I have a lot of interaction with Brevin because he travels, and Elliot's not traveling. So that's an easy one. Yeah,
I need to text Pete's Justin.
Referred to him as his best friend.
Zach feels Justin, like a guy that puts up a lot of shots.
Zach Myers? Yeah, I don't know. It's a compelling matchup, though, down at FedEx Forum tonight at halftime.
Yep.
Also a compelling matchup, Mavs, Grizzlies. No John Morant, no Luka Doncic for either side. I'm curious. Right. I posited this earlier in the show. I'm curious your thoughts. So March 4th is when the incident happened with John Morant. That's the last time he played. Over the 16 days since that happened, I think he's returning to a better team than the one he left on March 4th. What do you think about that? Because the Brandon Clark injury,
to your show.
The Clark injury had already happened. So I'm saying that had already happened before Ja got into trouble that night in Denver.
But it happened that same night.
I think he's returning to a better team than the one he left on that day, that night.
Yeah, you act like I don't listen to your show. I've been listening all day. I've been listening to you guys talk to Munns and talk about the tournament. And
you really have nothing better to do.
What do you mean? He's getting ready for the. Yeah. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Nothing better to do. There is nothing better than this.
I'll be honest. I woke up this morning, got my work done. I had some errands to run. As now the owner of an electric vehicle and someone who is still questioning who I've become. Being responsible and having an electric vehicle and like drinking non-alcoholic beer at times. I don't know what happened, but I do listen on a regular basis. And so, I do think you're right. I think because they figured some things out, I think they're playing better basketball. Yes, their road record, was bolstered by a Dallas team that wasn't at full strength and a San Antonio team that if they don't win, it's like, all right, whatever. We get an extra shot at Wembanyama or Scoot Henderson. And but I've never known Greg Popovich teams to not compete. So that was a fun comeback. And, you know, it's weird because Dylan in that post-game interview told us that Coach got in there you-know-what a little bit, mm-hmm. and everybody else said, well, he just kind of came in and just said, figure it out,
yeah.
fix it. And then they got in each other. So depending on how you look at it, but they definitely looked better, and they have looked better. I think it's natural for them in that first week after everything that went down with all the cloud and of uncertainty that was hanging over the team to have it affect you a little bit. I mean, it affected all of us. We were all kind of just going, all right, what's going to happen? What are we going to do? And if we're getting calls and we're getting texts and we're getting asked about it, can't imagine what the players are getting, because they have a tight circle around them outside the game, but they're friends with all the guys in the league too. And so I'm sure they're hearing their phones were blowing up. And now once it was settled, things started to turn back around. And, you know, it doesn't hurt. And I've heard this from a lot of people, and I completely agree, to have a steady hand like Tyus Jones to step in, who's played really well. And you look at Xavier Tillman, who wasn't having his best season, but as a starter now is averaging 10.7 rebounds and almost a steal and a half per ball game. It's like, okay, where does that come from? Like, where is that, you know, where did that per se you know, all of a sudden, and he's even said, well, you know, I could always play this D. And you're like, okay, well, I don't doubt that. But, like, mm-hmm. two steals a night, you're playing passing lanes like you're a guard. That's awesome, you know. So, you know, there's a lot to it. And I think they've always had the mentality of next man up. They've always had the mentality of we've got to, you know, pick each other up when things aren't going exactly the way we want. And that's been one of the strengths of this ball club, you know, since – Taylor Jenkins took over. So I enjoy seeing it. And I think right now he is coming back to a better team. Luke Kennard's feeling more comfortable. That's certainly a factor in it. And when you look at the rest of the group, Desmond Bane's getting healthier. And boy, I don't think you can say enough about where Jaren Jackson Jr.'s game has gone mm-hmm. over the last handful of weeks. I mean, he's just, when he wants to take you off the bounce and take you into the lane, it's like, good luck stopping it, because there's not many guys big enough in this league that can stop it.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. It's you know, you didn't want to see this situation happen with Ja, obviously, but it
right.
does feel like if they can harness both of them, if they can harness this version of Jaren with Ja yeah. on the floor, well, that's a way you can offset some of what you've lost with Steven Adams and Brandon Clark.
And two shooters like Bane and Kennard, who we've now seen playing together, where it's like, pick your poison. So go back to that San Antonio game. And Dylan, let's be honest, Dylan in the last two ballgames has been fantastic. I think mm-hmm. he's 8 for 9 from three in the last two ballgames,
yeah.
something along those lines. You got to look at and say, all right, what are we making of this? Like, is this who Dylan really is? Is this what we got? You know, what are you doing with that? So. Mm-hmm. But when you have Luke Kennard bringing the ball up after a jump ball win, and you've got Kennard and Brooks, they obviously jump Kennard. Well, think if that's Kennard and Bane.
Yeah.
You're going to have a defender, like, his head's going to be spinning, which is great. So there's that, and if Dylan can find his rhythm, he's had a little bit of a tough season from the field, but he's played much better as of late
yeah.
and seems to be feeding off all of this, you know, stuff with the Warriors and people talking back at him and chirping him, but he's played terrific basketball. And if he starts finding his rhythm, this team's dangerous. I mean, they just are. Mm-hmm. And I tried to explain that to people that, yes, their road record leaves something to be desired right now. Yes, their fourth quarter scoring left something to be desired so far. But you look at it, and if they fix those things, which are fixable, and they've even said, we are a work in progress. This is not anything that's a secret to anybody else, then they can be one of the better teams in the West, without a doubt.
Yeah, should be an interesting last few weeks of the regular season for sure. Eric, yeah. we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Guys, don't forget, everybody, check out that Hoops for St. Jude page and see if there's stuff on there that piques your interest. If not, just donate to a great cause. Come out, have a great time. It's a lot of fun to be a part of this night. Thanks for having me.
That is Eric Hasteine. Grizzlies and Mavs tonight. Line opened at 1.5 in favor of the Grizzlies. It's now moved to 5.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.